Origin Energy has announced it's reducing power prices for customers in New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia. The federal government has welcomed the move as evidence consumers might finally see a turnaround in skyrocketing energy prices. But with no bipartisan or state and territory agreement on energy policy, just how realistic is that? Josh Frydenberg is the Minister for Energy and Environment. Welcome to RN Drive.
Nice to be with you, Patricia.
Origin Energy has announced it's reducing power prices for customers in New South Wales, in Queensland and South Australia, although the amount will vary from state to state. Now, I know you've welcomed this. Everyone would welcome lower power prices. But why are prices actually dropping?
They're dropping primarily because we're seeing lower wholesale prices. And wholesale prices is the price for your gas or for your coal or for your renewables. And they have come off some 30% from the start of this year till today compared to where they were this time last year. Now, that's being passed on to consumers, and the savings are not insignificant. If you're a small business customer in Brisbane, you'll save more than $200 a year. If you're a small business customer in Adelaide, you'll save more than $100 a year. And if you're a business gas customer in New South Wales or Sydney, you will save around $250 a year. Households will get less of a saving, but still a saving, and this is a trend in the right direction.
You say we've turned a corner on energy prices. How much should customers expect their bills to drop by then?
Well, we've still got plenty of work to do, and we're awaiting the announcements from the other major retailers because July is the time in which the prices are reset in South Australia, New South Wales and Queensland. Victoria comes for their resetting period in January of next year. But we are moving in the right direction, and we have seen gas prices come down by nearly 50%, which has been important for some of our industrial customers, which are subject to international competitive pressures and lower gas prices in countries like the United States. So we are taking action on a number of fronts, whether it's with the networks, whether it's with the retailers, whether it's investing Snowy 2.0.
So you expect those other states you mentioned who haven't, and other companies that haven't announced, to also lower their prices like Origin?
I would hope so. Certainly.
But you don't expect it? We all hope so. Do you expect them to?
Well, the word on the street is that they will. And let's wait and see for their announcements.
Which street are you hearing this from? Are you hearing it in an official capacity or just the sort of streets I hang out on?
Well, I talk to a lot of the companies on a regular basis, and I've made it very clear publicly and privately that families and businesses need price relief, and that given the drop in the wholesale price that we have seen, we expect it to be passed on to consumers.
You're due to sit down with the states to try and hammer out an agreement on the National Energy Guarantee. What are the major sticking points still?
Well, I think we've agreed on the general parameters of where we want to go. Obviously, the states, the Labor states, would like to see a higher level of emissions reduction, but we've made it clear that is a federal government decision. Some of the states would like to see their state-based schemes be additional to the federal targets, but we've said that they will count towards the federal target. And I think there is a broad agreement that we want to see some of the emission-intensive manufacturing sectors exempt from some of the aspects of the scheme as they are with the current renewable energy target. So I think there is broad agreement as to where we want to go.
Yeah. And let's hope we can land. There's not agreement on those parts. I mean, the states wanting their own targets to be additional is still something they're calling for. Are you prepared to negotiate on that point?
No, we're not, because it's the federal government that signs up to the Paris Agreement. It's the federal government that has responsibility under that agreement to reduce emissions. We believe that the 26% reduction by 2030 on 2005 levels is a significant target, and that we can meet it, but we need the National Energy Guarantee to help us do that. The states are absolutely entitled to continue to push ahead with their own schemes. I don't like those schemes because I think it produces inefficient outcomes having different states with different state-based schemes. I have said that they will count towards the overall target, and I think there's an understanding from most of the states at least that that will be the case.
What's the message out of today's decision that Origin Energy has announced reducing power prices? Because, you know, a couple of their officials have said today that if prices are to reduce further, the NEG needs to be passed. Is that a message that you're kind of sharing with your cynical colleagues who don't want to support the NEG?
Well, it's certainly a clear message from Origin and other energy producers and users across the country. The National Energy Guarantee has received the broadest possible support from companies as diverse as Rio Tinto and BHP, to the farming organisation, the irrigators, to even, you know, the Clean Energy Council and some of our renewable energy companies. So there is a degree of support for this reform, recognising that the hyper-partisanship which has so characterised the climate and energy debate for more than a decade in Australia hasn't served the public well. We need to make a break from the past, and the National Energy Guarantee is a way to drive power prices down and reliability up.
The Australian Institute of Marine Science has said that a steep decline in coral cover right across the Great Barrier Reef is a phenomenon that has not been observed in the historical record. It's a story breaking this afternoon. Does that concern you?
Well, there's certainly been significant bleaching events which have increased in their intensity and their extent in the last few years. We have seen bleaching events at the Barrier Reef in the 80s and in the 90s in the early 2000s. But I am concerned by these bleaching events, recognising that climate change is the single biggest threat to the reef.
Do you accept, though, that this is an unprecedented scale of coral loss on the reef?
Well, I've been told that the reef has been badly damaged by the bleaching event. It has been bigger than before. That being said, the reef is also remarkably resilient, and we have seen, after previous bleaching events, an increase in the coral cover when there is sufficient time for it to grow. Now, one of the things that we are focusing on through our $500 million record investment in the protection and the preservation of the Barrier Reef is to improve the water quality, and by doing so we think we can improve the resilience and the health of the coral that still makes up the beautiful Barrier Reef.
Imogen Zethoven from the Australian Marine Conservation Society says that the government needs to see this as a national crisis. Do you see it as a national crisis?
Well, it's certainly a national priority is the way I'd like
to Is it a crisis, though?
Well, the Barrier Reef faces enormous challenges. It faces challenges.
Why do you keep avoiding the word crisis? Because it looks like it is.
Well, it's a very significant challenge. Your word can be crisis, my word.
It's actually her word. I was quoting her.
Well, the word I would like to use is this is a national priority for us. The reef faces numerous challenges, not just the heat stress from bleaching events, but also Cyclone Debbie did enormous damage, as well as the insidious impact of the crown of thorns starfish, which has over the last three decades impacted upon about 40% of the reef. And so we're tackling all these threats to the reef, recognising that it is a great wonder of the world, recognising that it will be around for future generations if we make the right decisions now.
Just a final question before I let you go. You're not in the Nationals, I know you'll say that, you're a Liberal, but do you think Barnaby Joyce should be recontesting the seat of New England?
I do. I hope he does run again. I think he still has a lot to add to Australian politics. He has obviously made some personal decisions which have been the subject to huge public scrutiny. I don't want to add to the family hurt and the family debate. But I would say that Barnaby Joyce has been a valued friend and colleague, and I do believe he still has much to add to public debate and to public life.
Josh Frydenberg, thanks for coming on.
Good to be with you.
That's the Minister for Energy and Environment, Josh Frydenberg. 0418 226 576 is our text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.